a Texas heartbeat bill goes into effect. A teacher gets caught indoctrinating students, and Joe Rogan recovers from COVID in 3 days. I'm William Hall, and this is The William Hall Show. All right, welcome back to the show. I hope everybody's looking forward to the Labor Day weekend, but let's go ahead and jump right into things. The real big story that took place over the last couple of days is really this whole Texas situation with the abortion case. So there is now a heartbeat bill that has recently gone into effect as of September 1st, right now, in effect in Texas. And this is a huge deal. This is a huge deal because it's really the most strict bill that's kind of issued statewide right now in the United States. So this all took place because of a thing that was going on with the Supreme Court, and they were trying to, you had a bunch of different groups that were trying to attack the conservatives that were trying to push this through. But basically, let's go ahead and run through a little bit about what this is about, what does this mean exactly, and all the details that are important. So the heartbeat bill, like I mentioned, will be effective to outlaw abortion in the state after 6 weeks. So that's typically when the heartbeat is detected, and it is now, you're basically unable to do that at this point. So what this is doing is that this also gives any citizen, whether they're from Texas or, by the way, outside of Texas, to take a legal action against anyone who aids and abets the termination of a pregnancy after that cutoff point. So this is going to be the real big deal here. And there's some clever inner workings that are going on with this bill. But like I said, of course, this would be better if this was an outright ban. It's not, which is fine. I'm okay with that. I think that, you know, as long as there's absolutely some progress made, I consider this a win. I think this is a win for conservatism. I think it's a win for Christians. I think, you know, the better that we can make this, the closest we can get, the better it is. And I don't think that we should discount what is going on here because it is a big deal. And I'm hoping to see maybe other states follow suit with this as well. So the reason why this bill, for example, has not been squashed outright like other similar bills, because believe me, this has been tried before. This has been tried by many other states. And the problem is that every single time it winds up getting denied at the Supreme Court or other things that take place. So the reason why this was actually done or went through this time is because of something clever that they did here. So this actually authorizes civil penalties, but not criminal penalties. So before, what was going to essentially happen is that if you were caught doing some type of an abortion, whether that be you, the woman, or the facility, then they could arrest you, charge you in a court of law. Like, that was the way that it was basically going to be set up for other bills in the past, or at least the way they tried to set it up. With this law, what they're basically doing is, instead of focusing on the criminal aspect of that, they're saying, you know what, we'll just allow anyone to sue you, whether they're from the state or not. Anybody can sue you if they are aware of this and basically make all their money back. So, and make some money. So basically what they're trying to do here is that they're saying in the statement that was issued about this is that the novel legal strategy, the state legislature designed the law to prevent government officials from directly enforcing it. And the reason why is because you don't, you're going to have problems when you try to involve the government to actually enact these things. What this does is that it puts it on the citizens. It puts the responsibility on the people to do something about this. So it's allowing the private citizens in this situation anywhere in the country to bring civil suits against anyone who assists a pregnant person seeking an abortion in violation of the ban. So under the Texas law, doctors, clinic staff, members, counselors, and anyone who participates in paying for the abortion or helping the woman attain the abortion would be liable if the woman's abortion occurred beyond 6 weeks in that pregnancy. So plaintiffs who need to have, who do not have any connection in this matter, by the way, also can do this. So it doesn't matter. And what they're effectively going to get is that if you are a person that is going to go against them and you're trying to sue them for what's going on, taking legal action here, then you're entitled to $10,000 and a coverage of all of your legal fees. So basically, you can make $10,000 anytime that a pregnant woman, whether you're involved, you don't even have to know who the person is. I mean, obviously, you kind of have to know, at least be aware of it. But if you know that a facility or somebody has helped pay for it, assisted in it, facilitated it in any way, then any U.S. citizen can bring a lawsuit against that person. And the other person will have to deal with that lawsuit that they get charged with in this situation. So this is why it's a win-win. And it's a very clever way that they're going about doing this that I think is really cool, because I think that, you know, it puts the actual responsibility on us, on people to look around and say, okay, you know, do I know anybody that is doing this in Texas? And basically making it so that we can sue and, you know, actually have our legal fees recouped, get some money out of it at the same time to help save lives in the future. It's really there to discourage it more than anything else, but it's going to basically make these companies say, you know what, forget it, we're not going to do it. It's a very, very smart way about going about doing this, and I think I really enjoy how they do that. So this was put into place Tuesday afternoon, and this was because the Supreme Court ignored an emergency request that was filed by Planned Parenthood and the ACLU in an attempt to block the law. They were trying to stop this from happening. Okay, they were trying to keep this from happening. Every step of the way, keep in mind, Planned Parenthood, everyone else, ACLU, they're another radical left organization. Everybody's going to be trying to make sure that this is not put into law. They're going to do everything they can to delay it. So the group alleges, and some of the statistics around this are crazy. So the group alleges that 90% of all abortions will now come to an end in the state due to this law going into effect. 90% of the abortions that were happening in Texas were happening after 6 weeks. I just want people to keep that in mind. So after the baby already had a heartbeat, and I'm sure many other things too, brain signals, just everything, that they were already having an abortion at that point. So only 10% were before that, which is crazy, or less than 6 weeks. This is a massive reduction. And you have a lot of the people at Planned Parenthood that try to talk as if, or these other Democrats that try to talk as if, well, most of them are pretty early. No, they're not. Like, a lot of them are full-grown babies in the womb here. And this is just more proof showing how that works out. And this is why it's such a big deal. So right now, Texas has allowed unborn children to be killed all the way up to 20 weeks. But now they're basically taking all of that away, like I said, and limiting that to 6 weeks at this point. So these, we know at this point, don't happen all that often. The abortions that are 6 weeks or earlier, it's always these ones that are significantly past that point. You'll see Democrats on Twitter, they'll say this, well, you know, the people that are getting these abortions, they don't even know that they're pregnant by that point, which isn't always true. You know, and the thing is that if you're having, you know, unprotected sex, you're doing these, you're making bad life decisions, this shouldn't come as any surprise to you that you're probably pregnant at some point. I mean, they literally think that the women that get involved in these situations are so stupid that they have no idea what's going on. But it's only because they're trying to normalize this idea that, it's no big deal. I mean, how would they even know? Who's checking, right? That's the way they're trying to spin this. So according to some recent data, there were over 55,000 abortions carried out in Texas alone. 90% of those would have been stopped as a result of this law, which basically means that almost 50,000 innocent children would have been saved as a result of this law. So just keeping that in mind, just understanding how big of an impact this has in one state. I mean, imagine if this was in all 50 states or on a federal level. It really would make an impact. So what you see here, and this is another detail in this story that really highlights exactly what's going through the minds of these clinics right now, okay? So one of the Texas's, their largest clinic for abortions in Texas actually performed 67 abortions in 17 hours in the lead up to this law going into effect. So that is 4 abortions per hour that are taking place at this clinic, because they knew this law was going into place, and all these women started rushing in to do this. Some of them, maybe they showed up on their own. Some of them, I guarantee you, the clinic was probably saying if they had maybe a consultation or something like that, they probably were like, hey, come in now while you can, because we need to make sure that you can get this done before it is not going to be deemed as illegal. And that's the sad part about all of this. That's really the sad part about all of this. I mean, it's these people could care, or they just don't care about what's happening with women in general, with the actual children that they're looking to have. They are concerned about making money out of this. They're concerned about trying to align with the Democrat Party. And that's what you're seeing here. Or else, why else would they be rushing to do all of these abortions in the lead up to this situation? That's where you really see the kind of the evil behind all of this. And I just have to tell people just to wake up, because they are urging women to get these done as fast as they can to, you know, and they'll probably be telling them to go to some other state maybe or something. I don't know. But it's always going to be something that Planned Parenthood is doing to try to skirt around these issues. To me, it just doesn't seem like they're concerned about the women. It's all about the money. They'll pretend like it's to the women. They'll say it's women's health. But abortion is not health care. I mean, think about that for a second. They are literally telling people that abortion is healthcare. That's what you're hearing them talk about. Actually, here's a clip of some of the protests that were taking place as a result of this.
Bad's not for body. My body is my own. Bad's not for body. My body is my own. Bad's not for body. My body is my own. Bad's not for body.
And honestly, by the looks of these people, I don't think any of them has to worry about getting pregnant in the first place, but that's beside the point. The big deal here that we need to be focusing on is look at how selfish these people. I mean, imagine how selfish you have to be to sit there in this situation and say, it's all about me. It's women's healthcare. It's my body. That's what they're telling people. They're making everything about the self. And I mean, this makes sense because it lines up directly with the entire ideology of the left, to worship the self over everything, over God, over everything else that's out there. It's all about the self and what the self can do for me. It's never about anyone else. I mean, you even have mothers that do this. The modern day mothers do this a lot with on the left wing side of things. If they do have kids, it's all about them still. It's all about, you know, what can these children do for me? How can they benefit me in this way? Right. And that's why this abortion thing is there. It's a selfish act to sit there and say, you know what, I'm not ready for it. Therefore, I'm going to kill it, as a result of which it's just a selfish, entirely self-centered attitude to go about doing this. And you see this firsthand in these protests and everywhere else. They only care about themselves. And they're pretending as if this baby is themselves, but it's not them. It never was them. We're trying to protect innocent lives. That's what the conservative movement is about. That's what we're trying to do here. They're trying to say that all that is, all the way up until the very second of birth, that is a part of their body. That is I don't understand how anybody can take that stance. That doesn't make sense. Scientifically, it doesn't prove it. Biblically, it does not prove that. There's nothing out there that's showing that to be the case. But they're still making that argument every single day. And we see that with these types of policies, how they try to fight back against these laws. It's a never-ending process. And the thing is that it's an innocent life that's being taken by bad decisions. I mean, there's nowhere in the Constitution does it say that murder's legal, that killing somebody's okay, but yet for some reason, all of a sudden, they think, oh, abortion's all right. Yeah, it shouldn't be. It's not. It just simply isn't. Definitely not one provided by God. But of course, they don't even believe in God. Like I said, they only believe in self, and that's it. It's all about me, me, and me. What else can they do besides that? So Biden, of course, had to make a statement chiming in on this, because that's all that Biden has to do at this point, I guess. I mean, even though there's still hundreds of Americans trapped in Afghanistan, he has to make his, at least put in his 2 cents here, of course. So he said in a statement on Tuesday, this extreme Texas law blatantly violates the constitutional right established under Roe v. Wade and upheld a precedent for nearly half a century. Now, keep in mind, Joe Biden replied to this whole situation pretty quickly, pretty fast, right? I mean, within a couple of hours of this decision going through, Joe Biden's got a statement out on it. But he wasn't so quick to respond when the 13 American soldiers died. Where was he at then? I'm still waiting on that response because according to the timeline here, it took him 8 hours to say anything about the 13 soldiers that died, that were killed in Afghanistan. And here, I mean, he has an immediate statement. All you have to look is where the priorities are. I mean, we still remember when he was checking his watch during a memorial. This guy doesn't care about what's going on in Afghanistan, doesn't care about the military, nothing like that. But I'll tell you what, he cares about making sure that one state has the ability for any woman to get an abortion at any time they want, no matter what the reasoning is. The whole abortion lie is just such a massive thing. And I'm waiting to see. I don't know when it'll be. Maybe it'll be 10 years, maybe 20 years or 30 years from now. But at some point, we're going to look back in the past. People are going to look back and say, man, that was murdering a child in the womb. And there's nothing out there that's saying otherwise. And you're gonna and people are gonna realize how horrific it was. We're gonna be asking ourselves, why did our country allow this to take place? Why weren't people willing to fight back harder against this? It's going to happen at some point when people finally wake up to what's happening. It's happening, but it's happening very slowly. And Texas is the first kind of domino to fall in this situation. And so I'm hoping to see more states use this clever line of reasoning to get around and making these laws easier to pass. And, like I said, it helps to put that responsibility on people like you and like me and anyone else that we see doing this to say, you know what, step up, citizens. Sue these places if you know that they're doing these things, and they will stop immediately. Yes, it's going to get in the way of them doing and creating abortions. Of course, you had, I think it was one of the Planned Parenthood centers say, well, all these lawsuits are just going to make it harder for us to provide health care to women. Guys, they're lying. All it's going to do is slow them down in doing and killing babies. That's what this is about. We're about saving children, and that's the only thing that should matter. I don't care what lies the left tries to spin about healthcare. There's no science out there from the party of science, by the way. The ones that are so about science with COVID, right? We're going to trust them with this. You know, this is another reason why I am so kind of upset at some of the conservatives that go along with the stuff that the left-wing people are pushing. These are the same people, like the people that are telling you to that you must get a vaccine, the people that are telling you right now that you must engage in everything dealing with this virus, that you must follow and do what we tell you to do, you must wear your mask everywhere you go, you must lock down, you must close your business, you must stop working, stop going out, quarantine yourself. The ones that are trying to control your life with COVID and telling you that you shouldn't be having church and the list goes on are the same ones that are literally advocating for the killing of children, that are mad that there's even a 6-week limit on it in Texas. Those are the people right now that are telling you all of this stuff about COVID. I don't trust them. I'm never going to look to what they're telling me. I'm not going to listen to the baby killers. I'm going to follow God. I'm not going to follow the baby killers, right? I don't. So we have to keep our eyes on what actually matters. It is not what these other people are telling us to do. You want to get these treatments or whatever, however it may be, fine. But don't listen and don't do it because the baby killers told you to. Because what else are we going to be soft on? I mean, it doesn't make sense to say, well, I'll listen to him for one thing. I'll listen to him about the vaccines. I'll listen to him about the masks and locking down a little bit. But I'm for all of that stuff, just not the abortions. You tell me how that makes sense. It doesn't make sense to me at all. It really doesn't. So this Sacramento high school teacher actually gets caught in a video where he's bragging about Antifa and indoctrinating students. It's really, really bad. Check it out.
I have 180 days to turn them into revolutionaries.
How do you do that? How do you
scare the fuck out of them? Sacramento organization that is under the banner of Antifa is very loosely organized, right? So that, yeah, when there is like right-wing rallies and stuff, then we like will create an opposition to that. Yeah.
Beautiful. Where would he go to connect to some of these organizations? Like,
I post calendar every week. Awesome. And then so like and I do it for extra credit, so they get points for doing it. Like, and so that encourages them to do it. And I've had like students show up for like protests, community events, you know, tabling, food distribution, all sorts of things. When they go, they take pictures, they write up a reflection. That's their extra credit. Like I have an Antifa flag on my wall. And a student complained about that, and you said it made him feel uncomfortable. Well, this is meant to make fascists feel uncomfortable, so if you feel uncomfortable, I don't really know what to tell you. Like, maybe you shouldn't be aligning with the values that this is antithetical to. So the Cultural Revolution in the 60s was fixing the problem that came about after the economic one. It ultimately failed, right? There was a lot of excesses. People were definitely, like, you know, shot in the streets that probably shouldn't have been.
This is why I keep saying over and over again, homeschool your children if you can, or at least get them in a private school and know what they're being taught, okay? Be involved in that if you're going to let someone else do it, because it's just such a crazy situation that we live in today. And of course, this is in California, so it shouldn't come as any surprise to everybody, but still, it's a scary time when we see this. This is being allowed in the classrooms right now. He's not teaching. He needs to strip the teacher name off of his name, right? Because he's not teaching. He's indoctrinating. There's a very, very big difference. And people need to realize that. The other thing, too, is that if you know your teacher's political stance, their political beliefs, then they're a bad teacher. They're not doing their job correctly. Because a real teacher, a real instructor, shouldn't be involving their politics in the educating of students or anyone else. That's the way it used to be. I mean, it's like objective journalism. Like if an objective journalist is really good at what they do and doing their job properly, you shouldn't know their political leanings because they're fair on both sides regardless. But that's not what we have today. We have extreme biases in both directions. That's really all that's going on. But this is why we also need cameras in classrooms. I made a long argument about that in a previous episode. But these things need to take place because otherwise they're going to continue to happen. People like this are, I mean, this is just one guy. There's going to be plenty more out there that I guarantee you right now are teaching this kind of stuff, doing this, thinking these things. He said he wasn't alone, for example. So we know there's more out there. You know, and the thing is that a lot of these people are doing this assuming that we don't know what's going on in their classrooms. That's why we have to be aware of what's taking place. In my opinion, woke education like this is child abuse because you're teaching them lies, putting up the Antifa flag. Meanwhile, these guys literally are the thing that they are so apparently against. They're just too like crazy to realize that. They really are. They're entirely out of their mind with this. And by the way, they're using your tax dollars to pay for this. So, you know, a lot of people might think, oh, it's no big deal, or it's California, it's not, you know. Trust me, it's coming to a place near you. There's actually a list of teachers that were signing off this petition, I think it was, to show that it was about CRT, basically. And they've, you know, as the law, a lot of states are saying, you know what, we're banning CRT. And then you had teachers signing a petition saying, we're going to ignore the law. We're going to break the law by teaching it. And I saw people in my own county that signed up for it, my own city. Trust me, check the list. There's a bunch of people that are, and I guarantee you there's at least one teacher in your area that is committed to teaching CRT. So it gets pretty crazy. Now, the thing is that you think you're getting your child a proper education by sending them to a public school, but it's just an indoctrination process. That's all that's really taking place there. And remember, it's not teaching them how to think. It's teaching them what to think. And that's the scariest part. So 24 hours later, after this story dropped, Project Veritas actually reported that the school district announced that they are going to be taking the legally required steps to fire the teacher. So in other words, right now, I guess he's on paid leave, and then they're going to try to basically get him onto an unpaid leave and then fire him. And they have to go through this process because of unions and you name it. It's all these things that they have to do. But he's basically fired. He's going to be gone. Now, the school still allowed this to happen, but, and there's apparently other ones that are there that still agree with him, and there's probably plenty more where that one came from as well, in different states, different areas, you name it. But really, this is a good idea because what it's telling us is that if we continue to expose these people, then they will get fired. They will, you know, reap the consequences that are deserving for what they did, for literally lying to students and teaching them just evil things that shouldn't be taught in schools, at least not in this situation from these types of people. So good on the school district for at least doing the right thing. But, you know, if it was me, I'd be inspecting classrooms. Like, I need to make sure, like, how in the world did this guy manage to have his classroom this way this entire time and nobody says anything? And apparently a student tried to report it. Nothing happened. That should worry everybody. Really, I think the school district is just scared because Project Veritas got it out there in front of everybody. So, of course, everyone's outraged now. But they expect it to, you know, let it sit and ignore it. And that should scare everybody. That even the school district itself is too afraid to fire these teachers, no matter how insane they are. Many of you probably know exactly who Joe Rogan is. Huge podcast, basically the most watched, listened, and everything podcast in the world. But he actually came down with COVID recently. So, and then he put out a video essentially saying that he recovered from the entire thing within 3 days.
Hello, friends. So I got back from the road Saturday night feeling very weary. I had a headache and I just felt just run down. And just to be cautious, I separated from my family, slept in a different part of the house, and throughout the night I got fevers and sweats, and I knew what was going on. So I got up in the morning, got tested, and turns out I got COVID. So we immediately threw the kitchen sink at it, all kinds of meds, monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, Z-Pak, prednisone, everything. And I also got an NAD drip and a vitamin drip, and I did that 3 days in a row. And so here we are on Wednesday, and I feel great. I really only had one bad day. Sunday sucked, but Monday was better. Tuesday felt better than Monday, and today I feel good.
Now, the thing is that he didn't reveal whether he was vaccinated or not, and honestly, it really doesn't matter. It's completely irrelevant considering the fact that now we know that you still have a 50% chance of getting the virus anyways, if you're actually around anybody that has it, so it really doesn't matter. But really, this has angered the media, and this is what this is all about, because the media absolutely hates when anybody out there goes against their vaccines, because, see, the media, as crazy as this is, has only wanted to push the vaccine. They have not wanted to push anything else, okay? So Joe Rogan talking about this and saying that he was taking ivermectin and the Z-Packs and doing the monoclonal antibody treatment, which I was talking about with Ron DeSantis very recently in Florida, opening up these clinics that are treatments that work using the Regeneron. I mean, we know these work, but the media doesn't want you to know it works. They don't want anyone to know it works because they have gone so full bore into the vaccine that they can't dig themselves out, and I don't think they want to. They have only wanted to rely on the vaccines, and that is it. Which, like I said, keep in mind, by the way, just keep in mind, just food for thought, if Trump was president right now, they wouldn't be pushing his vaccine. I'm just letting you know, okay? So the thing is that you have this headline, and this is from ABC News, and they said, Joe Rogan says he has COVID, and then he took a widely discredited drug, ivermectin. Now, this is what's so funny about this, because it shows you the bias in the headlines, okay? It shows you how angry and upset they are because they can't hide their bias. They can't just tell you what happened. That headline right there is the indoctrination process, if you will. It's the bias in the headline right there in front of your face. But they say it's widely discredited. Discredited by who? Because I assure you, if they were to tell you all the people that discredited this, it was all a bunch of Democrats. All a bunch of Democrats that are probably working for the mainstream media. All a bunch of people that are just like, hey, like, or the CDC, since we're supposed to totally trust them, since they've been right this whole time, right? Yeah, no, they haven't been. They know that. But the thing is that they're all Democrats. Let's keep that in mind. And so you have The Hill, and their headline went, Rogan did not reveal if he has been vaccinated against the coronavirus, but he said he's been taking a number of medications, mentioning a Z-Pak, and ivermectin, which is given to livestock and not recommended for treatment to COVID-19. Okay, once again, this is them trying to stick that bias in the headline. They can't get away from it. So they attach the, it's horse medication. What is this? These guys are crazy, right? I mean, what are they thinking? I mean, they're trying to make it look as stupid as possible because they want to deny treatments from people. I mean, if it was the same thing with hydroxychloroquine. I mean, the second that Trump came out and said anything about it, all of a sudden, the left-wing people knew they had to be against it. They didn't care if it worked or not. They don't care. Why? I mean, this is all about politics. This is what this is about here. And what they're doing, realistically, is that they're denying cheap and effective treatments to the American people, to people like you, people like me. They're doing that all because of their own bias towards this vaccine. That's what this is about. How many people do you think maybe have died because they weren't even given the option of these treatments? Because left-wing people have been doing nothing but treating the vaccine or trying to push this vaccine, which, by the way, does nothing for you once you already have COVID. It does nothing for you. Meanwhile, these other treatments actually help you out. Have everybody that's taken it has reported feeling better from doing these things. Silence on the end of the people that would normally be talking about this stuff. Complete silence. That's what surprises me about all of this. But they're denying these treatments from people, and that's what's really, really, really sad about all of this. These are proven methods that we know work. It's good enough for Trump, good enough for a bunch of other people to take these things, and the left is outright denying it, all because they're too concerned and probably bought and paid for by the vaccine companies. It wouldn't surprise me at all. And just when you think things couldn't get any crazier, this TikTok liberal thinks that the hurricane Ida that took place, that flooded a lot of places in Louisiana and New York, they're blaming all of that destruction on racism.
There is absolutely no reason why Hurricane Ida should have done that much damage to Louisiana and Mississippi and along the path that it's going to take. And part of the reason why is because there is infrastructural and environmental racism in a lot of minority and low socioeconomic communities. There's no reason that the southern border of Louisiana should still be struggling to figure out what type of infrastructure and technology they can use to prevent minority communities from being destroyed. And on top of that, not just being destroyed, but also having to put in their own resources to rebuild their own community. Like, wake up and smell the flowers, people, okay? There is race embedded into every decision in the United States of America. And the sooner that we realize that, the sooner we can stop people from dying because of things that could have been prevented.
So first of all, where in the world is the stat showing that this primarily affected black people or only black people? I mean, that's kind of what she's implying in this video, is that only black people were somehow affected by this hurricane, which is ridiculous, right? I mean, we know that's stupid. But this is the only argument that they can come up with here. Because really, to me, it sounds more like she's trying to make a socioeconomic argument by saying, well, it's maybe just poorer communities, which then at that point, she's basically assuming that it's only black people that are poor. So I'm not really following exactly what she's trying to do here. Regardless, we know that this hurricane didn't hurt only black people. We know that it didn't show up into Louisiana and check the census first and, you know, determine which areas to hit the hardest, because it has a mind of its own. We know that's not what took place. It hit a lot of different people, and the facts show that. So first of all, she was making mention that the government or these people, they haven't done anything to upgrade Louisiana's infrastructure and how they're set up to deal with hurricanes. A complete lie. Apparently the government spent $14 billion to upgrade their levee system. I mean, they're under the sea level. Like, it's going to happen when these things take place. Obviously, they didn't want another Katrina to happen, but she's just going to ignore all of that because she's too busy trying to focus on this supposed racism, of course. Now, the thing is that minorities aren't the only ones that live below sea level. They're not the only ones that had neighborhoods that were devastated by this. And according to these stats here, New Orleans, which is 60% black and 33% white, there's obviously people there that are not black. And you have to keep that in mind. But they, once again, don't care about the facts in this situation. And the reports, by the way, actually show that the hardest hit areas were 80% white or higher. So they're not caring about the facts here. I mean, this is a blatant situation of, you know what, the facts just don't care about your feelings. They don't. Because ultimately, you're lying to yourself to try to prove a point of racism because you're so busy trying to be oppressed that it doesn't matter what the facts show. It doesn't matter what actually took place. It's all about the fact that you need to feel like there's racism out there. It really doesn't make any sense at all. None. So with that being said, that is all I have for you on this episode. I thank you for watching or listening to this one. I will see you back on Tuesday with the next episode. Have a great Labor Day. I'm William Hall, and this is The William Hall Show.